It is a PWD. That stands for pre-weekend day, for those of you that don't know. It's Friday morning. You know at 9 o'clock who comes in here, and I got them both. The Whizamadots. The Whizamadots. I like that.
I thought we had a different nickname.
Y'all have to get a name. It's not the Bobbsey Twins.
You said at one point we were the Bagpipe Brothers.
Well, the Bagpipe Brothers is good, but I've got a better name for the both of you. I just didn't want to tell you. Since Alex was such a good basketball player and usually won, he's the beater. So now we've got the eater and the beater.
The eater and the beater?
The eater and the beater.
I thought you were going to say both of us could dunk. He could dunk a basketball and I could dunk a donut.
No, I don't think. Could you dunk, Alex?
No, my vertical is like
eater and the eater and the beater.
What about on an 8-foot goal?
No.
It's either the
7-foot goal.
Listen, it's either the eater and the beater or Bert and Ernie, whichever one you want.
There's a movie called White Man Can Jump. I'm White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, that's actually what that movie was called. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, let's talk about what do you want to talk about, Giddens, is your segment?
We got to talk about what's going on Sunday. And yeah, I'm not talking about the Pro Bowl.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the Pro Bowl. That's not a game. That's a hype.
The skills competition.
Who cares?
I think they're doing some sort of punting contest.
You know, here's the thing about it. If it was a skills competition, then it wouldn't be Sunday because the guys with the best skills are playing next Sunday.
That's right. Everybody holds out of the Pro Bowl at this point. Nobody wants to get hurt.
Am I right? At least in the NBA, when they do the skills competition, everybody that's skilled is in it.
Except for Caitlin Clark. She declined being in the three-point contest.
Let her
She said it. She said the first time she's in a three-point contest, she wants it to be the WNBA All-Star game.
Go back to Iowa. All right. So what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the main event primetime on Sunday night. It's the 2025 Grammys. I mean, this is a country music station after all.
You're right. I thought you was going to talk about the Chase. I watched the Chase on Sunday night.
You're not going to watch the Grammys?
No. I mean,
you're a country DJ.
You know I will. I have to keep up with it. I do. But there's some I won't be proud of. I'll tell you that.
Well, we got a lot of interesting nominees, and I want to get your thoughts and Alex's thoughts. Who you think is going to win for some of these major categories?
I'll start off with the biggest one that happens at the end of the show. It's called Entertainer of the Year. Of course, you've got the Male Vocalist of the Year. You've got the Female Vocalist of the Year. I think the Male Vocalist of the Year
Do you know the nominees?
Well, you can give them to me, and I can tell you who.
Well, I was going
to
start with just going all right, this
male,
this
male
order.
Vocalist of the Year. Because we don't have time to do all these.
All right, I got
to
find Male Vocalist of the Year because I was on the top of the list.
I can just about tell you who's on that. When you get it, or Alex, whichever one of you get to it first, I can tell you.
You pick whatever's at the very bottom of the
I know. Category. Well, listen, that's the next to the last award that's given every time. You've got the Female Vocalist of the Year, then you got the Male Vocalist of the Year, and then you got Entertainer of the Year, okay?
My phone is fried from scrolling too hard.
See, y'all didn't know that. I know that from the Grammys. All you want to talk about is the big jelly.
I was just going to start with Record of the Year because I think that's what's probably the last thing of the day.
Well, have you got the Vocalist of the Year yet, Alex?
No, I'm trying my best here.
My phone has broken trying to find your category.
This is great radio. We're waiting on things to link up. I mean, come on. What service do you have?
I have AT&T.
That explains
I don't think it's AT&T's fault. I think it's my phone's fault.
Well, that explains a lot. You still haven't got there yet. So, I tell you what.
Who would you pick? If you know no nominees considered, you could choose anybody.
You got to give me the nominees because...
Well, I'm trying, but I'm just wondering in terms of if you could pick any artist, who, in your opinion, would that be? Male and female.
For Male Vocalist of the Year?
Yeah.
Male Vocalist of the Year, I would say Morgan Wallen.
I think he's up for Artist of the Year entirely.
Male Vocalist of the Year is what they call it.
Up for male and female.
Not for male and female.
Well, they have an Artist of the Year. I think that may have changed the category on you. I think they may have combined it where it's just Artist of the Year now.
I would say either Morgan Wallen or, to me, who probably deserves to win it more than anybody, whether male or female, is Lainey Wilson. I think Lainey Wilson will win a lot of awards. She has a lot of hits, and she's climbing the charts, seems like, every week. So tell me, have you guys not got there yet?
I don't think there is.
That's what I'm saying. I think they've combined it.
Okay. So then tell me the nominees for Artist of the Year, and I'll tell you who's going to win.
All right, Artist of the Year.
Come on now. You should have already been there.
I got Best New Artist.
Okay. No, not Best New Artist. That's them little kids that come out there. Okay. That's the Pioneer Award or whatever. We're not getting there. Okay, so Giddens is going to tell me, Bauman, the category and the nominees, and I'll tell you who's going to win.
Yeah, I want both of y'all's opinion. We finally got the phone to work. All right, so we'll start off with Record of the Year. Record of the Year.
Now, this is for anything, not just country,
right? Not just country.
Okay.
All genres are open here. So
I hate that word.
Genre?
Genre. I hate it.
Type of style of music?
I know. I'm going on a peeve. Pet peeve. I do not like that word genre.
All right, so Record of the Year. Now and Then, the Beatles, and like Alex was saying off air, I have no idea how the Beatles are still getting nominated.
They re-released it through AI.
It's incredible. They'll always win something, I guess, through the end of time. Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. That's a country song.
No.
Yeah, it's classified song, as country song.
Not on this station.
Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. 360 by Charlie XCX, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, Good Luck Babe by Chappelle Roan, and Fortnite by Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone.
There you go. There's your winner. I'm not saying the name. There's your winner.
So you think Fortnite is going to win Record
of
the Year?
What do you think?
Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. That song is humongous. He's in the Super Bowl halftime show. So.
Either one of those.
So I'm going to go Espresso.
Okay.
By Sabrina Carpenter. All right. That's going to be my Record of the Year.
So what's the next category?
Album of the Year. We've got New Blue Sun by Andre 3000, Cowboy Carter by Beyonce, Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter, Brat by Charlie XCX. I don't know how to say this. De Jesse Volume 4 by Jacob Collier, Hit Me Hard and Soft by Billie Eilish, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess by Chappelle Roan, and The Tortured Poets Department by Taylor Swift.
There's your winner.
She's going to go Taylor Swift every time.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, she's going to win.
Okay. I may agree with you on this one.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Taylor Swift for Album of the Year, but Sabrina Carpenter with her album might pull off the upset.
There was no country song or album, or record or album in either one of those. Keep going.
Beyonce, I don't know if Cowboy Carter in its entirety
is a country album.
But
Texas Hold'em
it's a country.
Is a country song.
If you look up country songs, that is labeled as a... I know she's not a country singer.
I know, but that's labeled as a country song. Hit Kicking Country doesn't play that song.
It needs to.
Well, that you need to go talk to management. Talk to management, not me. I just spin them. I don't create them.
All right, so Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
What do you think?
I said I wasn't going to say her name.
Carpenter. I'm going Taylor Swift, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sabrina Carpenter pulls off the upset.
All right, I'll be different here and say Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish.
All right, so what's the next category?
All right, Song of the Year. Okay. Different from Record of the Year.
Okay.
You'll have to get into the semantics and explain that one.
Record of the Year has a label.
Record of the Year has a label. Song of the Year can be released independently. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. All right, we got A Bar Song or Tipsy by Shaboozy.
That is played on Hit Kickin' Country.
That is played on Hit Kickin' Country. Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Die with a Smile by a bunch of names, but Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars are the performers. Fortnite, Taylor Swift, and Post Malone. Good Luck Babe, Chappelle Roan, Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar. Please, 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 Sabrina Carpenter, and Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
I'm saying A Bar Song, baby. Tipsy.
That's one of the only ones Shaboozy. That's not on Record of the Year.
Shaboozy.
Was there a Taylor Swift and Post Malone song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Fortnite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll probably win. If it doesn't win record, it'll win song. So if it does win record, I would say Shaboozy wins.
Shaboozy, baby. We're going with that. That's played right here on Hit Kickin' Country. Mm. All right, what's the
I'm going Not Like Us.
What's the last one?
Best New Artist.
Now, Best New Artist.
We'll see if you've heard of these people or not. Okay. I think I've heard of some of them. Definitely a few of them we've already mentioned. Benson Boone.
No.
He's had a couple.
I just said I didn't know him.
Sabrina Carpenter.
No. Well, yeah, man, no.
Dochi.
No. No, I don't.
I don't even know how to say this, honestly.
Spell it.
Karangbin?
No.
I can't believe you hadn't heard that
one. He'll win somehow.
That's in the Congo.
He'll be the one that wins.
That's in the Congo.
Ray?
Ray who?
R-A-Y-E.
I know Sugar Ray.
Ray of Sunshine.
Maybe yeah. Raye.
I know Ray Charles.
Chappelle Roan.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
H-O-T-T-O.
You don't have to sing it. Come on.
Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
And Teddy Swims.
Where does he swim?
He swims right to the Grammys, I guess.
Oh, well, I'm Shaboozy's new artist of the year.
Shaboozy, that's a pretty good one. What do you think, Alex?
I don't think Shaboozy can be new artist of the year when he has one song that he plays.
Yeah, but he didn't have anything before 2024. That's why he's in the new artist of the year.
Yeah, but Sabrina Carpenter and Benson Boone will be battling it out. I'll go Sabrina Carpenter just because of the nomination she has. It'll be hard to.
I'm going to say either Sabrina Carter or Shaboozy because I think Shaboozy is about to balloon with a lot of other things. I really do.
The four, I can see four different winners here.
We said one, Giddens. Well, it's hard to pick four.
I'll go Chappelle Roan. I want to pick her.
Oh, gosh. He's going to start singing again.
Or Sabrina Carpenter or Benson Boone or Doechii. Any of those four I can see winning.
Doechii, I told you I don't. You said don't you, and I said no, I don't.
Isn't Doechii like a food?
It should be. Asia? He would know about that.
Or is that? No, that's mochi.
All right, we got to get going to our next. What are we talking about in our next segment?
I don't know. We could also go through the country ones if you want to, but maybe we'll just recap that next week.
Well, we'll go through it next segment. We're having so much fun in here that Giddens has now had to use Alex's phone to find these things, and you finally found some country categories in this thing.
Yeah, we got.
Why didn't we talk about that to begin with?
We had to start with, the top categories.
But I didn't know any of them. Well, fat rats.
A lot of you heard some of these names in the last segment. Shaboozy. Now you're going to hear them now.
Shaboozy was only one. Shaboozy and the Devil's Advocate, and she'll win everything.
You were arguing with us that Beyonce's not a country artist.
She's not.
Best country solo performance.
She has sung that song, but she is not a country artist. Well,
here's the thing. Texas Hold'em is up for best song, but best country solo performance is 16 Carriages by Beyonce.
Listen, Texas Hold'em is what you play at the casino, okay? I'm sorry. All right, give me some country categories and who's in it.
Best country solo performance.
Okay.
16 Carriages by Beyonce. I Am Not Okay by Jelly Roll. The Architect by Kacey Musgraves. A Bar Song by Shaboozy. And It Takes a Woman by Chris Stapleton.
I'm going to say one of two is going to win that. It'll either be Shaboozy or the Big Fat Roll.
I mean, I'm going to defer to his country.
I'm probably going to say that it will be Jelly Roll.
You don't think Chris Stapleton could?
That's who I was going to go. He always cleans house.
He does, but that's a shared song. I just think the one you mentioned that I'm Not Okay was really Jelly Roll's second hit, but it's really the one that propelled him to where he is. So I'm thinking that's probably going to be your winner. My second choice in that would probably be Shaboozy. Shaboozy or Chris Stapleton. All right, now what's the next category?
All right, now we got best country duo or group performance.
I can tell you who that will be before you ever even mention the nominees.
All right, so we got
Dan and Shay.
Dan and Shay with Bigger Houses is up for it, yes. Also, Cowboys Cry 2, Kelsea Ballerini with Noah Kahan.
Nope.
Two Most Wanted by Beyonce featuring Miley Cyrus.
No.
Break Mine by the Brothers Osborne, and I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
That would win. Post Malone and Morgan Wallen will be close, but the original duo of Dan and Shay is going to be good. Don't count out Brothers Osborne here. That was a huge hit for them, but to me, the Dan and Shay now is what like Brooks and Dunn was in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, there was no other duo that was going to beat them, okay? Post Malone, they could, because Morgan Wallen's huge. All right, now what's the other third category in country?
Well, I mean, you can't count out Beyonce and Miley Cyrus.
Yes, I can.
He says that now they'll be the one that wins the award.
You're probably right, but they don't deserve to win. Dan, here's the thing with me. A lot of these award shows, and I'm going to ask you this, and hopefully you'll know without looking it up on your phone and looking it up on Alex's phone and taking 6 minutes.
On my phone.
But tell me this. How are these winners determined? By the public or by peers or by a company.
I'm sure it's because some sort there's of committee. Different.
Yeah, they have some. It's like a AP poll, I guess.
It's different.
It's like the college football playoff committee.
Okay, they but some of them are done by homes. The public. And if the public is voting for this, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen will win this. If it's done by their peers, by other groups, and record sales alone, Dan and Shay will win this. That's why there's a difference, Art. But now tell me what segment or what category we're going to next. Right,
best country song, and we've heard a lot of these already.
Okay.
The Architect, Casey Musgraves, A Bar Song, Shaboozy, I Am Not Okay, Jelly Roll, I Had Some Help, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, and Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
I'm still going with the top two. I'm still saying either Jelly Roll, Post Malone, and Morgan Wallen.
Shaboozy might win that one just because that song is so popular. I mean, that thing is played over and well, over the, and
the
over.
Thing, you're right. And the thing about Shaboozy is not only played on country, it's played on other pop stations as well. That could win, but I still say if it's done by a committee or their peers, I still believe that either Jelly Roll or I really believe Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen's had a bigger year than anybody in country music. With the exception, and her name hadn't even been mentioned, is Lainey Wilson. I don't know how she cannot be in the any of these four categories. Now, what's the fourth one?
Yeah, I think Jelly Roll has got to win okay. at least one of these. So I'll go with Jelly Roll on that one. Best country album, you got Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, F1 Trillion, Post Malone, Deeper Well, Casey Musgraves, Higher, Chris Stapleton, and Whirlwind, Lainey Wilson.
There you go. It's
either Lainey Wilson or Chris Stapleton on this one. And because he produces all of his own music and writes his own stuff, that carries a lot of weight with it, with Chris Stapleton. Like Alex said, he usually cleans up these awards. Once he first started winning, I don't know of any he's ever been up for that he didn't get, but I'm telling you now, the two people in country music that have put out, and I know Jelly Roll's got to be in the conversation, but the two people that have just really took this year's country music and put it at another level is Morgan Wallen and Lainey Wilson. I'm sorry. I mean, go back and look at what we play on this station, and it'll tell you a lot.
Depending on who's voting, you'd have to say Post Malone has a shot. If it's people, like popularity, he'll win this easily.
So my question is when will the country music part of these awards be given away? Because if it gives a time on that, that's the time I'll watch. I will not watch with the Devil's Advocate and all the rest of them in the pop stuff.
There's no real listing. I mean, you can assume that ones that we did in the last segment are going to be near the end.
You would think.
It's hard to tell exactly when they're going to go to each specific
genre. So you guys are familiar enough with country music. Just enough to be dangerous, okay? If we went country music, and I told you on the CMAs, they have female vocalist of the year, who would it be? Alex, who would you think female vocalist of the year would be?
I mean, from what I've heard, the nominations on the Grammys, it would be Beyonce, but Lainey Wilson is the best country female artist of the year.
Lainey Wilson wins that. Who would you think? And don't say Beyonce, and don't say the Devil's Advocate either.
I mean... Lainey Wilson or there's a name that keeps popping in my head that I'm thinking of, but I don't know how much she's done.
Miranda Lambert will be nominated for that, I do believe.
I think Jesse something.
Casey Musgraves would be one.
Yeah, I mean, she'd be up there.
But. And also Gabby Barrett, and you've got plenty of young country artists. How can you not have Carrie Underwood in that category?
Best acapella performance.
She's got new stuff too, and I'm just telling you, she's going to be in the running. But I still believe Lainey Wilson wins that award. Our male vocalist of the year. Everybody's going to say Jelly Roll. He'll be nominated, but if that award is given to on what is responded by people wanting to hear songs, then Morgan Wallen wins that.
It would either be Morgan Wallen or Post Malone. Chris Stapleton would have a shot too, just because he's so good.
But I tell you, Jelly Roll's going to be in there. Whether I mean, you know how I feel about that. I'm not a huge fan, but I mean, like him or not, he's putting out music that people like. What do you think, male vocalist of the year?
I'd agree. I mean, that's Post Malone's kind of entered into that space, but Morgan Wallen's been a staple not Chris Stapleton, but a staple of country music for, I don't even know how long. It feels like it's been a decade at this point, if not longer. He's been at or near the top. So I'd definitely say Morgan Wallen.
All right, and then the last one, if they had for the CMAs coming up, Entertainer of the Year. Now, this is nothing about record. This is nothing about how many sales. This is seeing this person in concert and then being an entertainer. Who's Entertainer of the Year?
Jelly Roll.
It can be man or woman.
Jelly Roll.
Is this still for country music?
Yeah, country. He says Jelly Roll.
When he's screaming in the mic, he's definitely entertaining.
you just can't understand what he says.
Is Eric Church still going?
You're very smart. Entertaining. He's won this award before.
Yeah.
And he's not going to win any awards for Record of the Year and all that. He's got new music out there, but I'm telling you, Entertainer of the Year, if it's done fairly, will be either Eric Church, Morgan Wallen, or I'm going to say John Party. I don't know if Luke Bryan, he's really not out there much anymore, but he's won that award as well. But that's the way these award shows go.